Kelim Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis. The Mishnah starts Lamala Mehem. Lamala means more chomer. More chomer than the dinim that are mentioned in Mishnah Aleph. In Mishnah Aleph, the Mishnah started Ovis HaTumos. And these are things that are primary sources, the Dvarim HaMetamnim. Not things that are tummy because they were Mekabel Tumah. But the Mishnah says those are things that are Metame Odom V'Kelim B'Mago. So the Mishnah clearly says that there's a kula, that is, they in order to be mitame, they have to come into direct contact b'mago, not b'maso. So the Mishnah is nisyachis to that, l'mala mehem, that there are types of dvarim hamitamim that are mitame if coming into contact even indirectly. What are those? What are things that are mitame even when coming directly, which we'll see is primarily tumas maso? So we have the first thing the Mishnah lists off is nevela. We're talking over here about nevela of a behema or a chaya. Nevela of dogim b'chalala not metame. A dead fish is not metame. An oif has an isur nevela. If it's not shechted, of course it's also to eat. It's not metame as a dead body. It is metame as a maisa chila, what's called tuma bebeis habliya, which is a dvar chedish. It's not the regular transmission. Things are not metame when it's in the throat. Adrabo, it's in the throat. It's not touching the outside of a person. It's tumas magas beis hastom. It's a different type of din. But the regular tumor that comes into transmission of nevela will have the chomer of maga and also maso. When we talk about nevela, we're including also chalokim of an animal that will have a din nevela b'chayim, namely evim and achai. That's also included in the Shem Nevela. It's not a Dovah HaMatam B'fnei Atzmo, which is why the Mishnah doesn't have to mention it. The second thing that's mentioned over here is Mechato She'esh Bem Kedei HaZoya. We had in the previous Mishnah Mechato She'ein Bem Kedei HaZoya. Mechato She'esh Bem Kedei HaZoya that has a shear which it could be muza. It's enough to be maza onto a tor. So there it's Metama on a higher level. It's Metama Maga and Masa, obviously is Gzeza Kosov. And the point is this, there's the Psukim in Parshas Chukas that talk about Hazoas Mechatos. So the Posuk says, Umaze Mehanidu Yechabes Begodov, the one who is being Maze, the Mechatos, Yechabes Begodov, which means that it's Metam on a higher level, Letame Begodov, which we're going to discuss what that means, What's the gather adover? V'hanegea b'mehanido. Someone who touches mehanido yitmo ad ha'orev becomes tummy. Doesn't say anything about begodov. So clearly, there's two types of tumah from hazoras mechatos. Now, the Chazal understand that even though the lashon the pasuk as a verb umaze mehanido, the one who's mazeh becomes tummy. That's not true. The one who's mitaher cannot become tummy. We're talking over here about touching the mechatos out of the context of a maisa azo. And what the pasuk means to be mechalik is the ratio of the pasuk, umaze is going on enough may nida to actually perform hazo. And over there it has a higher level tumah, it's called yichabes begodov, letam moi ulatame begodov. Vanegev, mehanido yitmo ad ha'orev, somebody only touches an amount that could be touched, but it can't be used, so there's no verb form, it's only enough to be touched. Via the halach is yitmad, or if that's the gzes akosu. Now, another point is that the Torah expressed this in verb form mazeh, but again, it's not going on the one who does the maisa, so it's going on the one who does a maisa. What's the maisa? The maisa is not the passive state of being in physical contact, which we call maga, but some type of active state called maso. Masa means there's a higher level tumor, and it's more of a sensitivity, even when it doesn't come, even when the person, or the, whatever is becoming tummy, doesn't come into direct contact. It comes into contact, ayidea masa, it comes into contact, ayidea maisa, of the person. What type of maisa? Normally, the maisa, masa means to carry it, to actually move it from place to place. Really, we could break down the maisa into a few different pieces. There's one maisa which is actually called moving it. The Loshna Chazal used for that, it's important to remember this term, is called Tumas Hesit. Hesit is Chazal's way of saying moving it, like his is. He moved that, let's say, nevela from place to place. He didn't touch it, but he moved it. He pushed it with a stick, or it was put on something that was put on him. It's not in contact with him himself. And he moves it from place to place. That's called hesed. There's also masa in terms of he's carrying it. Even if a person didn't do anything, it was put on him and it bore down on him. There's weight. There's a kovid mishkal that's on him of that thing. That's also called tumas masa. That's like an active state. That active state is again transmits tuma to the person who's carrying it or the person who's moving it without physical contact. We'll point out that this idea that moving, carrying something, is a way of being metama, the person who's carrying, is only by a person. It's tmeim hema lochem, the Torah says, in the context of maso, Torah's koinim darshins that it has to be lochem, only a person, not a kli, even though a kli could become tome from a nevela, but it doesn't become tome from a nevela unless it touches a nevela, not if it's carrying the nevela. If the nevela is wrapped up in something, and it's now in a kli, so the kli is bearing the weight of the nevela, but it's not in physical contact, it's not metame. The way we just explained, by the way, that tumas hesit and tumas maso are two different things, and one doesn't need the other, and both of them are considered letame b'maso, is a Rambam. L'maisa, there are Rishonim that do hold that without the hesit, the carrying would not be considered tame. That is the shita of the Rash. The Rav brings it in a few different places. The miut that tumas masa shayach only to an odom, not to kelim or not to eichlin, we just read from the Rav. There are deis hacholkim. Take a look at Reb Kiva Eger over here. There are shittas that's based on a Rashi and Nida and other makayros. But that's the stomius is that there's tumas masa only by odom. Now the Mishnah goes a step weiter. We just said a chiddush that something could transmit tuma to an odom, specifically b'maso without physical contact. The Mishnah adds that that tumas maso is mitama letame begodim bemago. So the Mishnah adds that in the oifin where a person is being noise nevela or mechata sheyesh mukedei azo, he's mitame begodim that are touching him. Now in the context of tumas maga, the Torah just says kol hanege b'nivlosom, somebody touches nevela yitmo ad orev. So it's very interesting. When we discuss Maga and Masa, we just pointed out that Tzad HaChidish in Masa, that it transmits to me even in a very edel way. It's not coming into physical contact. So we would tend to think that Maga transmits to me with more intensity because direct physical contact. And yet the Torah says not that way. The Torah says, Kol HaNegeh B'Nivlosom Yitmo Ad Orev He. V'chol HaNoisim M'Nivlosom He's more tome. Yichabes begodov, he's mitame begodov. How does he mitame begodov? Now let's remember that a sheretz is an avatuma. The person who is noisim and vlosim l'chayre becomes a rishon. And if he's a rishon, he can't transmit tuma to begodim. Begodim can only become a rishon. Only oichlim could become a sheni. Kelim will begodim become a rishon. So how does he transmit tuma to begodim? So you have to say with the nusach like this. The Poshet Nusach, and this is the way the Rishonim say it, the Rash and the Rosh say this Mufurish, that sounds this way from the Rav and the Pirush Rambam over here, is that Noises Nevlosom might be a Mechudish Dika type of contact, but once the Torah was Mechadish it, the Pshat is once he's carrying the Dover Hamitame, he's an active holding on to it. He's not just in contact with the Dova Amtome, he's carrying it, he becomes together with the Dova Amtome, he's an Avatoma. So in the immediacy of the clothing that's on him, he's considered an Avatoma to transmit Tuma from the Nevela that he's carrying in a shopping bag to the clothing that are on him. He's the Avatoma Biyacha to the clothing that are on him. The Nevela is being Metame, the Begadim on him, because the Nevela is Metame him, he's an Avatoma, he's part of the Nevela, and now he transmits from his status as an Avatoma to the Begadim. The other way to say it, and this is Mufurish Losh and the Rambam in Zovim, is that he transmits Tuma to anything that he's carrying, Afa Pishu Rishon L'Tuma, says that he's a Rishon L'Tuma. Somehow, the Begodim She'olov, he becomes a conduit, what's called in Lashonis of Tyrus, he's a Yad L'Tuma. It's like touching something attached, Moshal a Kli. There's always a discussion about the handle of the Kli. What's called touching the Kli? If somebody touches food, so there's a tuma that's transmitted. What about the stem of the food? What about the peel? What about the pit? V'chule. There's a lot of noisim. We have a whole mesechus of uktzin dealing with that type of thing. And over here also, clothing is considered enough biyachas to a person that the tuma is considered transmitting from the avatuma, namely the sheret, straight to the begodim, because he's wearing the begodim. Not that he becomes together with the dov hametame and he's an avatuma. Now the Mishnah has a word. Mitaminis ha'odom b'maso l'tame, doesn't just say begodim, l'tame begodim b'maga. L'tame begodim b'maga means begodim that he's in contact with. It doesn't say only clothing that he's wearing. It says clothing that he's in contact with. The Rishonim over here, the Rav has an Arichus. It means that he's the nevela, again, that he's carrying in the shopping bag, that he's holding is mitame begodim, or others say even kelim, that he's in contact with, lav dafka that he's wearing. So tumas maso transmits through the odom to anything that he's in contact with, be it kelim, be it begodim, and the Rishonim say also eichlin umashkin. Now some Rishonim understand that this is anything that he's touching. What about clothing that he's wearing that he's not touching? No difference, he has to be touching it. Lav dafka everything a person wears is coming into physical contact with the skin. So he's carrying the shopping bag with the nevela inside, and he has on top of his jacket, he has a raincoat. The raincoat is not touching his body in any way. The raincoat is only touching his jacket. The jacket is touching his body. Or maybe even the jacket's not touching his body, it's on top of his shirt. So which beged becomes nitma? L'chor, the beged that he's bimago with. Not begodim that are further along the line. They can't become tome from the beged which is nitma bimago. Some Rishonim say not that way. The Rosh in Zovim says that clothing, even that are not touching, if he's wearing it, it's part of him, that's kilu, it's part of him to become tame. The maga is only necessary by clothing that he's not wearing. Mashenken, clothing that he's wearing, the wearing is mevatl, the clothing to him. Let's say we'll use for a tushtel. When a person is wearing something on Shabbos, it's part of his guf. Insofar as dinim, let's say, like being kaver, the tchum of that article of clothing, it's nizbatul gufa, it's not kind of a din of its own. Or shvisa legabi klechot, a different dinim. You see that kalim that a person's wearing, begotten that a person's wearing, are part of his body. And over here also, they're part of his body, biyachas to the tumor that's transmitted derech the sheretz, which he's carrying. Now, it is a well-known shita, Rashi says very clearly in Bava Basra, Daf Tes Amud Beis, that maso of nevela is only mitame begodim that are on him. That means Rashi is understanding that the only reason why begodim sha'olov, even though the person is a rishon l'tuma, could become tome, is because they're tvelim loy, they're bottled to his guf. So only clothing that he's wearing, not kelim that he's touching. Any other type of begodim or kelim that he comes into contact with are not nitma. Problem is the Mishnah says not the way. It says mitlatame begodim bimaga. You look at the Rav, the din that we have, Metame Begodim B'magas Mufurish in the Teres Kohenim. So this is Taisus Kasha over there on Rashi. If we'd be looking for a Makar, first of all, according to Rashi, L'chari will take out the word, Akhrenim pointed this out, the word B'maga, Letame Begodim, but the very next words of the Mishnah, the last three words, could be a Makar for Rashi. The Mishnah finishes off, V'chasuche Begodim B'maga, which means, Chasuche begodim. Begodim are prevented. It's a funny way of saying it. Begodim are prevented from becoming tomei from nevela bimago. So the Mishnah speaks out that begodim and kelim don't become tomei bimago, which according to Rashi could mean that if he's not wearing them but he's only touching them, they don't become tomei. Punkt fakert from what the other Rishonim understand, I'll be the Torah's kainim. So Rashi understood that only begodim that are tvelim loy can become tame. Now the rationale behind that is that Rashi holds that the only din to be metame begodim is only when they're part of the person. It's only begodim sh'olav. According to the other Rishonim, begodim can be mekabel tumah. We have two ways of explaining that. Even according to the other Rishonim, the rationale has to be something to the effect of a person being meshach shaychi, tumas chiburim, is some type of chibur between the odom and between the dov ametamid and nevelo, if it's b'masa, or the odom and the kelim that he's in contact with, because otherwise we have a problem. We pointed out before that this idea of tuma b'maga makes sense on everything, kelim, oichlin. But tuma b'masa, where there's no direct physical contact, is only ba'odom. So if it's only ba'odom, how did begodim become tummy? Ah, because the begodim are part of him, or because he's mechubar to the nevela because he's carrying it. So there has to be some type of connection over there. So those are the shittis, and this is the raid. Mishnah's Tyrus brings the svaris that we just said, the kashas, with the terutzim also from the stipler and from Rav Shach.